Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Kanye West, you've got to be the most ignorant motherfucker that ever opened his mouth in a long damn time. How dare you think that white folk really give a damn about you because you put on the little red cap saying, let's make America white again. White folk laugh at you. You're a joke. You're a novelty. They love to see you as their yard man, the Negro that's cleaning up the dog shit. Now you want to say that black slavery was a choice. You motherfucker, you have no right to even speak as a black man. Oh, that's right. You live with a white woman. So you think that you're better than the rest of the black men and black people in this country. You a motherfucking joke. White folk don't give a damn about you. And now black folk don't care either. Don't care either. Don't care either. Don't care either.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's E Green, know what I mean?
All right.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. Thank you for rolling with us. I want to give a shout out to everybody in the text chain, no doubt.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to do the announcement off the top.
No, I wasn't going to do the announcement off the top, you know, but we can.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Announcements and
so,
shit?
Yeah. So if this is your first time listening to the Hip Hop Digest and you really want to know what time it is,
you really want to get in on the spring baseball winter meetings.
Yeah, no doubt. It is spring ball now, no doubt. You really want to get in, you got to go to the GroupMe app. You got to look for Hip Hop Digest Show. That's where you will encounter E Color.
Yes, sir.
Or somebody in the chain going to set you straight no matter what. Okay, because there is a price of admission.
Oh, yeah, niggas. It's going to cost you.
Okay, Kurt G, please.
It's going to cost your ass a lot. What it's going to cost you is a little bit of time, just a little bit of energy, a little bit of memory. That's all. We need to know your personal 3 MCs. Three rappers, I guess we can give rappers some love now. Favorite 3 MCs personal, that's only you. And you got to know the first piece of money. My first piece of money. First
oh,
piece,
wow.
First piece of money I ever got, I found on the ground, probably with a damn penny. But the first piece of music you bought with your own money.
Indeed, wow. No doubt. And once you do that, you'll be welcome with open arms into the Digest. And, we can do it.
All right.
And by the way, there is no dispute against or for whoever your top three are.
It's personal.
It's personal. So we ain't going to smack you around.
I'm going to give a shout out also to DJ Q, who's putting up polls about this funk band. And that's funny because all these people are ending up tied. You know, it's real tight. He's putting excellent folks up and all of them. It's hard to vote sometimes.
Yep.
So, no doubt. All right. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is me and Kurt G was discussing it, but the new issue of Chicken is on the text chain. And I didn't see your thing saying that it was spelled wrong.
Well,
it really wasn't. But because I can't.
If you were saying it in the black way that we talk. That it's correct.
Wait, now I didn't know. So this is the thing. It is spelled right, but it is spelled wrong because I didn't know how to spell it phonetically, like the New Orleans. I run shit. You hear? I didn't know how to spell that because that's
you would have had your Y A apostrophe type shit.
Yeah. See, I didn't know how to do that phonetically.
I forgot to get back to you on it, then I just saw it pop up. And I'm like, well, then there it is.
Okay. Yeah. That's no doubt. So people will read it and be like, well, damn, this nigga, you can't even spell, which is true. I'm not the
You spelled.
You definitely. The word is right, but did you mean to put that word the way two words that sound the same but look different?
Yeah, I wanted it to be sort of the New Orleans phonetic. You know, yeah. I run shit. You hear?
Yeah.
You just live here. That's what I wanted it to say.
You heard?
And I knew that, but in a real quick, I just sent you that message, and then it was a week.
So, no doubt. Anyway, so if you see the new issue of Chicken, Elon Musk is on there, and obviously you know what that's all about or whatever. Yes, it's out. Hopefully you can get some discussion on it. You can check
out. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to put it on your on our socials, on the Digest socials. I'll put it out there.
Okay, maybe you can hook me up. Yeah, maybe you can hook me up and say, King Killer meant you're her.
Oh, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing
that. Let them figure it out.
No. I'll, in the description or whatever it is, the one little line, I'll make it right for you.
My man. So anyway, yes, no doubt. So we will do that.
Elon.
Yeah,
boy. South African. Is he South African or is he African American?
He is African American. I don't know if he's a true citizen of America, though. But he would be the definition of an African-American.
He is a immigrant.
He's still he should have got deported.
He is an immigrant.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
He is an immigrant.
Y'all sound like some Trumpers over there.
He is an immigrant.
Trump's got exceptions. As long as you got bread, I don't care where you're from. Hey,
you got to be white, too. They was already putting...
I don't know about that.
No.
They were putting in...
Wealthy.
First and foremost, no doubt. You want them Trump gold cards. You know what I mean? That's what's up. So,
Sneakers with it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. Them some ugly-ass sneakers.
So, anyway, yes. So, again, check it out. It's a new issue, Chicken, we're working on. Not for another couple of months, maybe. You know, the next quarter. And whatnot. So, but yes, thank you. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're going to finish up that YE talk. Oh, and the only reason why I want to finish up the YE talk, because I listened to the last show and, you know, you guys, everybody's like, yo, he's a genius in the way he does the thing he does.
Oh, hold on. I'm sitting here like, what the fuck is YE? What the fuck is we talking about YE? And, oh, now I got you.
is that how you spell his name, YE, or is it YA?
It's YE.
It's YE? Okay.
Yeah. You just totally caught me out there. All right. Like I said, it's been a week, so.
So last show, you know, doing that YE talk. And so this particular situation and the two people involved are just the most obtuse individuals I can think of, academics and YE in a full Ku Klux Klan regalia. And I want to know what's wrong with us. Okay, forget about just the simple things that we're talking about him. I'm talking about what's wrong with us and the fact that he's literally walking around in a full, you know, Grand Wizard regalia.
So do you expect more from him?
Right. No, I expect more from us.
Why? What does that have to do with us?
Well, let's say, you know, is little and as small time as this podcast is. Let's say Mr. YE come to us and saying, I need to take pictures with y'all. I'm in the full regalia and I'm going to get you dough. And I'm going to be like, nah, bro, you can keep that. Now, hey, you personally, maybe you I'm need the listening. Dough. Maybe you need the dough. That's cool. So that's what I mean, you know, us. What I mean us is there are those folks out there, and I'm going to speak for myself, who's going to be like, not taking a picture with you. I'm not interviewing you. You know what I'm saying? I give no deference to you on any level because, number one, I find you to be abhorrent. And, yeah, you may be mentally ill, but that doesn't take away from your responsibility as a human being on this earth. And that type of shit, I'm out.
B, that could turn around and be the greatest interview ever had if we had the opportunity to talk to that dude. For the reason that we are this little broke nobody podcast. So we can feel free to ask or say whatever we want because he doesn't have any authority over here.
So
I don't care what he has on or not.
So a guy like Ack, you know, again, he is and that's true of any of the paid guys. Ack a paid guy. It could be Joe Budden, it could be Nori, it could be Charlamagne, I don't care who it is. You know, are they going to entertain him in full Grand Wizard regalia?
Hell yes. To the yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't see them turning it down.
So, again, my question, what's wrong with us?
Money.
It's the same problem that's been a problem from the beginning of this capitalistic money society. Money, money, money. When you throw money into a picture, it makes niggas change their mind. Their whole mindset switches because there's money involved. A nigga that say, I'll never do something, throw enough money at them, and they'll start thinking about doing that shit.
Watch this, Kurt. Watch this. Kanye's done a whole lot of interviews, hasn't he? Right? He's done a whole lot of interviews, right?
I mean,
but which one are we talking about right now?
I mean, he's done a lot of interviews as far as.
But which one are we talking about right now? We talked about the, you ain't got the answer, Sway. We talked about the fucking.
George Bush doesn't like black people.
George Bush doesn't like black people. We talked about the Confederate gear. We talk about the crazy shit that he does, B. Even us, we're talking about him right now when he really has nothing.
I guess.
Besides that shit he had on.
It's very interesting.
What is he saying? What is he doing?
It's very interesting. I guess I'd look at it like this. Kurt G, shout to you. Use like money. Use like maybe the capitalistic system is what make people. Oh, did you say that? I thought Kurt
he jumped
said that.
In. I'm he sorry. Jumped on okay. my wagon.
So it's sort of.
Rewind it, goddammit.
You know, it's sort of, you know, it's like Musk. You know, he's the richest man. Not only is he the richest man on the planet, he is the richest person in the history of the planet. And he's the richest. He, huh? Yeah.
He's an African king that was.
Okay, I mean, the point I'm saying
right now,
the point I'm saying,
the person whose money they can count.
The only point I'm saying is that I guess that makes the verse in the Bible ever so true. You know, he wants more. He's got everything, but he wants more. And it makes that camel getting through the eye of a needle seem a lot more plausible standing next to Musk. And so, it's unfortunate if that's where we are as a people, that we going to let this dude in the front door wearing full, you know, regalia, full Grand Wizard regalia, and sort of, I ain't going to say honor that, but sort of just give that oxygen and breath.
Like we're doing right now.
But we're not talking to him. I'm talking about what's wrong with us. Yeah, he's a byproduct, but I'm concentrating on us, and we're fucked up then, in my opinion.
B, I'm going to tell you what it is, B. I'm going to say, yes, we are fucked up. We've been fucked up for a while because we are chasers of the money. We're not the people with the money. We're the chasers. We chase the money, and when we get the money, we just give it away. We give it away to clothes, to chains, to cars.
Depreciable items.
Shit that don't mean nothing. By 6 months from now, you're going to need to get a new one because that shit's going to be old.
Yep.
So we don't keep money. We like to give it away. We keep chasing it, and we give it away. So I'm thinking in the case of Ye, or Y-E as you like to call him, he has like the little boy that cried wolf. You are not paying him any attention. No matter what the fuck this nigga does, you pretty much say, it's just Ye, fuck it. He's just Ye being Ye. You ain't tripping on this nigga. Even though you should be, because he has influence on people. He is an influencer, as they like the word they like to use. He is definitely one of those. So him with that sheet on could be influencing to some young black kid, be like, why? Well, there's nothing wrong with the sheet. Ye did it. You know what I'm saying? So it is a bad move, but I'm just saying he's an influencer. I understand what King Killer is saying, that nigga, what's wrong with us? We shouldn't be ignoring this nigga and just acting like he can just do whatever and don't trip off of him. You should be like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Or don't even, anytime he comes in for an interview, just ignore him. Push him in the corner. That's the worst thing you could do to him is ignore that nigga, because he's just going to try to get louder and louder and louder the more you ignore him. That's like a little kid fucking having a temper tantrum. If you ignore that nigga, he can scream, scream, scream. Like, nigga, scream all you want, B. I'm not paying you no fucking attention.
Well, all of that sounds good, but if we continue and to dig into the history of Y-E. You can see that this is probably not even the worst thing he's done. Remember, slavery was a choice, my G?
Boy, he's done it.
But he was not canceled. He was not canceled for this. He was not canceled for nothing.
That's why I said, what's wrong with us? Money. I'm not expecting others to do that.
Yes. Well, not to say the things he said or do the things he does. But in this circus society that we live in, that kind of stuff draws the lowest common denominator in brain. He wore that tall. I saw it, but I didn't even know it was him because I don't listen to act, and I definitely ain't messing with him. So when I saw like a photo on the internet, I was like, what the hell? And then I saw who it was. I was like, oh, okay, next, right on. I didn't even think about it. But again, do I expect those paid podcasts and TV shows to not address it? No, I know they're going to address it. So what's wrong with them? I'm not adhering to the what's wrong with us, because I don't ignore it. I see it. I just don't give it any energy. You know what I mean?
Right, but that's what I was saying. He's the little boy that cried wolf. You don't give him no attention. He's at to that point where anything he does is like, it's just Ye being Ye. If somebody else does that shit, if you've seen King Killer walking around with a fucking sheet on his head, you'd be like, oh, let's get this nigga some help. We need an intervention. We need an intervention with this nigga. This nigga is really tripping. We need to get him some help. When the same thing needs to be said about Ye, because this nigga definitely need help. You can see that. He's screaming for help.
For a long time.
Screaming for help, but he won't get it because he doesn't want help and he doesn't think he needs help. So fuck it. Mm-hmm. People like, well, ignore that nigga. Don't worry about him. Let him do whatever he does. We've been saying that shit. This is a train crash on the way. We already see it going to happen. Because if he keeps going around the road, he's going down. We're going to get the headline, Ye died. And we're going to be like, damn, that nigga's dead. But
yep. And then guess what? People will be all over that.
Oh, of course.
For the money, for the views, for the clicks.
They'll be throwing up, playing his music for the next 2 hours straight. You'll be like, damn, B, where was this love when he was alive trying to show, trying to keep him alive?
I don't know his name. There is a psychologist who wrote a book called I'm Sick, But I Don't Need Any Help.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny.
But it's true.
He lost his brother to schizophrenia.
Oh, damn.
And he chronicles in the book how his brother was a wonderful person, but, you know, how mental illness just, you know, was at the point and admitted, yeah, I'm sick, but I don't need any help. So, you know, no
That's
doubt.
The worst kind of sick, too.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Indeed. So, anyway, all right, we can get out of that. Yeah,
until the next thing he does crazy, because he will do something else crazy. He will do it.
This week.
And
you got to top it.
And
the news cycle's so quick, you got to do something to keep it moving.
But my concentration will not be on him and even what he does. My concentration will be on the ones who are entertaining him and giving him a platform to do so. Us. Now, if that's just African Americans and you take it that way,
it's
then
not.
Fine.
If it's anybody. Other
folk,
it's humanity.
Okay, indeed, no doubt.
That money is a beast.
He ain't the only. I mean, he goes way above and beyond with this foolishness. But what do you think Hollywood is, B? What do you think it is? What do you think about your? I mean, we just pick any goddamn thing. The dude who was getting ready to be the next superstar, getting caught in a side street with a hooker. Come on, B. People just do the wildest shit. You knew you were going to get caught. You know TMZ is on your neck every second. But people do stuff. And we talk about it. It gets interviewed. It pulls in commercials and ads and all this shit. So as long as that shit's
I'm not disagreeing. Because, you know, along with, you know, a lot of that clown gear he's wearing, he's openly pimping and pandering. I mean, I get it. So,
but he needs help.
No, that's way beyond the truth.
Okay, I want to get out of that.
Yep, we're out.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is some technical talk, some DJ technical talk.
Oh shit!
Okay,
so, T-Bear, turn your radio up.
This is T-Bear who posted this. Soretto is sold. Soretto was sold to Tiny. What is that? LTD Vancouver, Vancouver-based capitalist and private equity company. So you know what that means.
Changes are coming.
Changes are coming. Those of you, now this is, I got off a Reddit post about this, and it kind of sums it up for me. Asset stripping such as this company is really depressing. Saying that, I still use SL1. I don't know how they make any money nowadays anyway, talking about this particular company. But he was like, as far as I'm concerned, I buy 2 pieces of vinyl about once a year. I still use SL1. I can still mix. It runs on a super old computers. I'm not really tripping off of that. He basically goes on to say, I'm not on to that new shit. Figuring this company's going to come in, and if you don't have already integrated hardware, you're going to pay a monthly fee.
Exactly. That's where they're heading. Everybody's going.
Yeah, everybody's going there. You're going to pay a monthly fee in order to use the software, in order to be a particular DJ. Now, for dinosaurs in this new world that we're in, if you have an old mixer and you can just use the SL1 software, I still have an SL1 box. I got an SL2 box. I have a current mixer who could probably use that new funked out shit, but I don't have a new computer that can run it. So, you know, that's how that goes.
Way to game, B. What did we say in the other topic? Money.
Money, money, money. And a long, long time ago, me and King Killer was in, we was either Veneman's or Chuck Levin's somewhere, and the guy said, the more you go digital, the more you're going to wish you had analog.
Amen.
Because these niggas is now going to put your ass in a fucking headlock. If you all digital, you ain't going to have no choice but to pay a fucking subscription.
Ooh.
All right. And so part two of that, sort of like one of those round, like a combo and whatnot, like Mike Tyson hitting you in the body and then your gloves go down and then he hits you with that uppercut. Ooh. All right.
Ouch.
DJ.
That's painful to think about.
DJ with Apple Music. With Apple Music brings Apple Music libraries to our DJ platform partners. Oh. Alpha Theta, Soretto, Den and DJ, Newmark, Rain, Algorithm DJ, and DJ Pro. Connect your Apple Music account and access over 100 million songs.
There's your subscription.
Of course, yes. Man. You will be paying the Apple Music subscription. And there's no collecting cuts. There's anybody who walks up to the DJ is going to expect, when I say I want to hear Electric Slide, you're going to have probably 50 versions to choose from once you type it in, and your Wi-Fi better be tight.
Oh, yeah, your shit going to be skipping.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi better be super tight.
It's going to be out here. You're going to get that mad circle. It's gonna be spinning and spinning and spinning.
So, let's talk about this for a minute. So, you got Soretto, who sold Alpha Theta. Pioneer was trying to buy it, but they said, "Nah, that's too much of a locked in situation and taking over too much of the market." But they finally sold to a company who, you know what I'm saying, to a venture capitalist company. So they're going to strip all the money out. Probably not going to improve the software. Soretto could be in trouble.
I'm thinking they're going to improve it so that way they can charge that subscription fee. In order to get the new shit, you're going to have to pay.
No doubt.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Do you think that there will be an attrition of DJs?
Hell no.
Because not everybody has libraries, not even as slight as mine, nowhere near yours, and so on and so on. Or even knows how to buy records. You know what I'm saying? So
you don't have to when they got to just type it in. What do you want to hear? What are you looking for? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but I'm saying a lot of these folks ain't going to want to pay that subscription.
Well, that's true.
And so they're going to be out the game.
They're going to be out the game because I believe that the subscription service, at least for the foreseeable future, can win. Because think about it like this. say you're an Apple Music guy, you're already paying it, and then you're a DJ controller, you get the new update, your DJ software, you get the update, all you got to do is log in, boom, there you go. Well, I'm playing a set for a bunch of new York niggas, a bunch of beats, you know, a bunch of loops with no beats or whatever. I don't really know anything about it. Oh, wait a minute. Matt Martinez on the Hip Hop Digest chain is going to post a playlist. There's my set list right there. You know what I mean? Boom. I'm good. Or, hey, when you log into Apple Music, especially the DJ part, they got every playlist available for you. Top 100 country, top 100 R&B, top 100 club, top 100, blah, 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 blah. There it is right there for you. And anybody who comes up and asks for electric slide or whatever it's called, you just type it right Both. In.
Both. Can you mix that for me?
Yeah, you type it right in. There it is. So there is, you know, for you wedding guys and especially you backyard barbecue guys, this really probably can send me into wholesale retirement. You know what I mean? Because that's what it is. So they're going to win. In the short term, what makes it exclusive, if you're really into that, like you said, the library, the particular pieces of vinyl that is not on the 100 million catalog. I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, well, I know there's probably a lot of independent hip hop, a lot of white label stuff, remixes of that nature, or the most talented of DJs who show up with their exclusive. They did the remix, their exclusive. Cats are going to be like, yo, what's the name of that? It's a Jay-Z remix. But they're going to Apple Music frustrated because they can't find it. So that's the only way you're going to really sort of differentiate yourself from every other push-button guy up there, you know?
And yeah, in this day and age, I asked the wrong question because these folks these days don't mind paying subscription services. Clearly,
that's the game. No,
of course not. That's the game. I mean, you know, that's just what it is. But for professional DJs, given that now everyone's going to have the tools, the same tools, and it's really not about mixing per se. It's really not about your cutting skills. Unless you specifically going to see a particular DJ with those skills,
right?
You know, what do you have to do? Start wearing roach heads and shit? Ooh. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Or dressing up, you know what I'm saying? Or dressing up maybe in a Grand Wizard uniform. I don't know. You know, what is it?
I thought you were just go in and turn on the satellite and just let that shit play and get a check.
But I'm saying, you know, so I'm asking you, what is it? Because you got a guy who, okay, my controller, all I gotta do is log in. I'm good. I got everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to collect MP3s. I don't need to manage a library. No more goddamn hard drives carrying around or whatever. I'm just plugging up and logging in and I'm good. I got playlists for the ready. What differentiates a guy? Price? What makes a guy good?
Well,
price? Or how fast his router is.
If we're gonna go with the mindset of the capitalistic society, then yeah, price will differentiate it. Because we say that the shit's $500, that means it must be good compared to this $3 joint, even though it's made in the same place.
Woo, can't always trust that either. Just because something costs a lot
don't mean it's good or valuable.
So, but you guys didn't really still answer the question, what makes a particular, we're not even talking about famous cats, you know what I'm saying? We're not even talking about famous cats, okay? Because to a certain extent, famous cats will be able to differentiate themselves because I would say the people, DJs that I listen to not, maybe even so much for their mixing ability, which they can all do, but I listen for the knowledge. I listen to the transitions and how they go from one cut to the next. Are they going to stay straight underground? Are they going to be able to just do the slopes going from one genre to the other? There's a lot of different things that when I'm listening to a DJ, how, you know, it's going to versus just your average backyard, you know, barbecue pushing button nigga.
Well, the exclusives that a particular DJ can bring.
B, I'm thinking it's like any other thing, B. The differentiation is not going to come within the skills, because they all have the same skills, because the buttons are easy to push. As long as you learn the software, you're going to be able to do what they have, do what you have to do. It's the same thing as anything else. Once one person learns how to do it, and everybody knows how to do it, somebody's on YouTube showing you how to do it, you don't need to learn anything except for just how to fucking, how you going to log in and how you going to fucking catalog your playlist. That's the only thing you need to learn.
I was watching a video of different DJs talking about who inspired them. And it was no disrespect. This particular video slant, it was no disrespect to Jazzy Jeff or Cash Money or any of the West Coast legends, Q-Bert and the like. People, a lot of people were saying, when I first heard DJ Premier on Step Into the Arena, the slow, intricate cutting, the phrasing cutting, how he phrases and used hooks, they was like, oh, they were blown away. And they all talked about, that's what got me in the game. Because I was never going to be as fast as Q-Bert. I was never going to be as otherworldly than Jeff, you know. But him cutting up, you know, just simple phrasing and the way it's almost just like a musician, almost like the musician who, with just the littlest notes that they played on the keyboard, but it was genius in the way it was structured. So I guess I look at that in terms of this whole situation. You're going to have guys, very successful companies, who show up and say, look, we do weddings, we do barbecues, we do bar mitzvahs, the whole thing or whatever. Submit your playlist to the website. Apple Music comes in, you know, boom, everybody's thing gets played. He's not really doing any work. So the work he's going to be doing is in marketing. The work he's going to be doing in is the satisfaction on the Google review. He played everything I requested.
B, you just created a fucking job, B. You did. Somebody over at Apple could be right now deciding, you know what? Fuck those DJs. We could just sell it to whoever, Joe Blow, and they can have it on their phone and Wi-Fi that bitch to the Bluetooth speakers and just play their playlist, because they'll email their playlist to us. We'll email it back for a fee, of course. Here's your playlist. Here's all your music. Play at your wedding or at your right off of your phone.
Just actually, I'm trying to think. Don't quote me on that. I think it is Algorithm DJ that does it on the phone, and that you can just, you know, you ain't even taking, fuck the controller. I ain't carrying that shit. I just got my phone in my pocket and some very lightweight Bluetooth jump offs, yo. I'm good.
We used to complain about carrying crates.
I know, right?
They ain't gotta do nothing but carry your fucking phone in there. Got a couple lightweight speakers.
Goddamn knuckle draggers.
Man. Shit, hell yeah, B. We ain't even knuckle draggers no more. We're fucking snails. Fucking sliming up the ground and shit. They like, look at these fucking snail turds.
Dial up, B.
Yeah, AOL, yeah. Net zero, nigga.
I'm gonna get somebody. Hey, man. Okay, since I'll be in retirement, I'm gonna get somebody to build me a nice integrated laid-in desk. Yo, my shit ain't never getting unplugged.
Wow.
Oh shit.
All right, no doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, what did we listen to this week?
Oh yeah, we got a couple joints this week.
So we got a couple of joints this week.
I can't wait to get to that Granddaddy IU joint. I think that's what it was. No, it was Grandfather Don.
Yeah, Godfather Don. Well, let's start at the beginning. Shout to everybody on the text chain, because it blew up on the text chain for whatever reason. I don't know, but hey, I jumped right in it. Will Smith's new joint based on a true story. At the end of the day, before we get into it, people got a soft spot for Will. For whatever, you know what I'm saying? Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince goes deep in niggas' memories, and you're always going to have a soft spot for that period of time. So.
And plus, his acting and all that other shit, his show that was very, very popular.
Oh, yeah, of course. So people got a soft spot for Will. But let me give you the quick joints, okay? So it clocks in at 14 tracks and at 37 minutes. A little bit long on the tracks, but at 37 minutes.
Minus those skits, be he might be a nice tidy 10.
He might have been, yeah, minus the skits, he might have been in a tidy 10. But still, 14 tracks, 37 minutes. Not terrible on the length. Pause. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I know.
As he's been saying the last couple of shows, he's been back there talking about pause.
Have I been saying that?
Yeah, you have.
Okay, I've been caught. So that being said, I think at that point, that is where things totally go off the rail, if you will. He's on the side of the road with the blinkers on.
Immediately.
The album, I guess I'll say this. The album is true to who he is and the life that he lives. Because I'm listening to the record, and I'm hearing a lot of, you know, talk about, you know, chilling in the desert out in Abu Dhabi with the, you know, different oil cats. And that's how he lives. So the music that he hears at those clubs is that type of music. You know,
let's cut to the chase, B. That album is ass.
Damn.
All the way in.
I think you're trying to find some nice footing to give Will a little respect, but hell nah, B. Of all the veterans that came out last year and whatever's out now, that shit is at the bottom.
He didn't get the memo. So that's for
sure.
Yeah,
he didn't get the memo at all. And the way he claims hip-hop, I mean, he has a place in hip-hop. He does have a place in hip-hop. Thank you, Jazzy Jeff. But and a few good records, a few. But just, you know, I said on the chain, I was going to give it 30 seconds. And I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even do 30 seconds on none of them. It was terrible. It was terrible. The first track, I'm like, did Eminem write this shit? Did the goofy Eminem write this shit? The 90s or early 2000s, Eminem write this shit? And then I listened some more. I listened to some more, and then I heard all that Abu Dhabi shit. I'm like, Will, if you want to claim hip-hop the way that you feel you deserve to be in there, you cannot put out an album like that. That shit is damn near, minus his new profound cussing, minus that shit is kids pop. What is them shits?
K-pop?
Not even that.
No, he's talking about that now 25 shit.
Yeah, that shit. That's what that album is, B. Like, what are you doing, Wilford?
Well, now, let's get to that part really quickly. I did look up because I was curious, because I seen your comments on the text chains. I can't believe Jazzy Jeff co-signed this shit. Okay, so first of all, Jazzy and Will, that's his man, 50 grand. He's never going to shit on his man. So I'm not expecting that. Never would expect that. And number two, I did take the time to look up to see if Jazzy was involved in any of that production, and he was not. He just was talking on that first track. There is a minimum of 25 producers, none of which I ever heard of. A lot of producers who do Big Room House, a lot of producers who do production for Chris Brown. I've seen one or two Jill Scott producers. You know, I even went to their SoundCloud pages and was listening to those beats, and I was like, these movie score niggas, yo, what the fuck?
He did not get the memo. He didn't get the hip-hop memo. He just got that. I'm going to put a new album out. I'm back good now. I got a street in Philly.
Yeah, well, and again, some of the things he's saying, I gave it about a minute a track. Some of the things he was saying, he got murals up in Philly. He does. You know, I mean, that's
true. He got a street.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go. So all that being said, but my goodness, he... And I'm not giving him props, because I said on the text chain, I gave it the smell test, and it smells awful. I said that on the text chain. So I'm not giving him, but I guess the only thing I'm trying to give him is that the record looks and sounds like his life. When he goes to clubs, when he goes to clubs, he ain't even hearing none of that New York Griselda shit. When he goes to those Abu Dhabi shits, when he goes to that, you know, them, that's the music that's on his record. That's it. That's what he hears. Matter of fact, his son and his daughter probably is in there co-producing. So yeah, that's what they hear. That's what they live.
What did your man Yasiin Bey say? That shit just sound like you hear that in Target.
Oh, shopping with an edge.
And who's in Target these days?
I know, right?
Them niggas is losing.
And that album is losing. I don't care. I took more time looking at comments than I did the album, because I couldn't believe all the support for this album he was getting. I'm like, people really don't know what hip hop is then. Unless you're just going to call this a rap album because he rapped on it.
Well, no, people don't know what hip hop is, so that's true. That's definitely true.
Well, let's play like this, B. People do know what hip hop is because they know what they've been told hip hop is. And hip hop is anybody that's rapping. So it doesn't matter what they say it's hip hop, it's hip hop. Now, what we think is hip hop and what they call hip hop is two different things.
Yeah.
But
I don't know where that album's going, what bin that album's going to be in.
But let me know when it's my turn.
It is your turn.
Oh, go ahead.
Because I was over here laughing the whole time because I'm like, yo, these niggas is about to give me the business. But I actually listened to the album from top to bottom. I listened to the whole fucking thing. I just let it play because I was actually doing something else. So I let that bitch run in the background from top to bottom. And I wrote notes, B. I got a long fucking list notes back here.
I wrote notes.
I listened to this, I was like, let me write this shit down while I'm listening to this shit so I can go ahead and say this and give it my honest opinion. So I'm reading right now, people, so forgive me. I said, when I was listening to it, I said, when I listened to this album, I heard a lot of regrets. But I don't know what he regrets more. His actions or the reactions to his actions. Because it's painfully obvious that slap rearranged his entire life. Because everything he's doing right now, it seems like he's trying to reverse what happened since the slap. And I guess it's starting to work because people are starting to invite him back in. He's got a street named after him and everything. So I guess that's okay with him. But I'm thinking now, with the way this album sounds to me, it sounds like I'm going to say it sounds like almost like confusion, because it sounds like since he doesn't know what hip hop is, I won't even blame him. I'm going to blame his man, because his man knows what hip hop is. And I don't even know if his man, I can't blame Jeff completely, because Jeff might have brought him some shit, but like, oh, this is some hip hop shit, right? I can't rap over that shit. I need something more modern, more new. So I don't know what the conversation was, if there was a conversation. But anyway, all that being said, I did like three tracks on this album. I genuinely like three tracks. The rest of the album, like you niggas were saying, was definitely getting backed up. Beep, beep, beep. The Waste Management truck was coming. But I like track one because it sounded that barbershop, the International Barbershop Day joint, because it felt like some more traditional type of joint because the beat felt that way to me. And when I heard it, I'm like, oh, it sounds like a traditional hip-hop beat. I can fuck with that a little bit. Will's rapping style, I can take or leave it, but the beat, it caught me. And then on the track number 8, I like that one. I really like that one. I can't even front on that one. I can listen to that one. The Tantrum joint with Joyner Lucas. When I heard the joint, this is what I wrote when I first heard it, because the first time it came on, I'm listening to it, I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. All right, I know where this one's going. On this joint, I felt that Chris Brown and Busta joint. When Chris Brown was like, yo, Chris, well, Breeze, let me show you how to keep that dice rolling when you get on that thing. So that's how I felt about this one, because when Joyner Lucas got on the track, he showed this nigga how you supposed to do that shit, because this shit sounded, Joyner sounded great on that track. I was like, oh, shit, this nigga's doing it. But I fucks with the trap style shit, so y'all niggas already know that. And then I like track 13, because I just like the whole vibe of that track. Track 13 was the work of art with his son, Jaden. So I did like that one. So that's where I took it.
Okay.
So as I'm listening and listen to it from top to bottom, I'm like, damn. All right. That's how I was feeling off of the joint. I felt like there was a lot of regrets in the, from track to track. Like, damn, this nigga is really fucked up in the game because this whole world got turned upside down after that slap.
He did it to himself.
But he did it to his, what your man said, he did it to himself.
Yeah. But so you gave some credit, but you didn't give any credit to Wilford. Like Joyner. You like his son on one.
I like the beat.
You like the beat on another one.
And I said his rapping style. And then, like I said, the Joyner Lucas, I seen him. He came on. He was trying to do what Joyner was doing. I guess Joyner wrote that shit for him. But it was like, okay, but you can't do it the way Joyner did that shit because that nigga got on that beat and was killing it.
Well, you know, everybody has opinions, right?
Yes, we do. I'm expecting to be given the straight business. That's why I'm like, oh, these niggas going to kill me.
It's not a matter. But at the end of the day, B, the record is not good. This is not good.
It's not good, B. And you know what? I won't give him a failing grade. I'm going to give him a C-.
Wow.
It won't get a failing. I'm going to give him a C-, B, as close to failing as you could get, a C-, B.
So I'm definitely, it's just a straight F for me.
Damn, no redeeming value.
But, yeah, well, and I'm going to say what could get him a D- for me is the fact that, at the end of the day, you take everything else out of that, and even Will's subpar rhyming, if you want to say Will Smith or NBA Youngboy, I got to pick Will because Will can at least flow on the track. Will can be
in the pocket.
Yeah, have you listened to NBA Youngboy?
Have you listened to NBA
Youngboy? Youngboy got a little something.
Kind of nice, man.
He got a little something. Don't fake on Youngboy. He Youngboy be talking a lot of shit, though.
But you picked the wrong one on that one.
Nah, I stand by that, B.
He's stand by.
Fuck that. Fuck that, nigga.
You must be living specifically on Here It Is. Move. Transform.
Nah, B. I'm just saying, B. I don't.
Mike Tyson.
I don't.
Parents just don't understand. Come on, B. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm being real.
Nah, I'm being 102.
You are not going to pull out no Will Smith verse.
No, not on this record. What I'm saying is that if you're asking me if I needed somebody to, even if somebody else wrote the lyrics, to somebody to come in and execute that shit in a particular pocket, in a particular flow with talent and vigor, I will all day over the nice, yo, NBA Youngboy, nah. Fuck that clown.
Well, let me get my grade real quick, and it's going to be an F, and that's it. There is no redeeming value. Will definitely should have done better than that. You had time, brother. You had time to make a hip-hop album. You didn't have to call Q-Tip or Pete Rock, but you could have called somebody. You could have called your mans and got a hip-hop record done. This was not hip-hop.
And real talk, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. You know, you got people out there, like, you know, the regular people who we always name, who put records out and struggle with beats. Struggle, right? And you got your man right there who, A, number one, is not struggling as far as production. And if he couldn't even get the production off himself, he know everybody and would call Tall Black Guy or anybody like that and say, you know what, Will, we gonna have people being like that. Will Smith is just you know what I'm saying?
But see, he'll have people like us saying that Will Smith is great because Tall Black Guy produced it. But you'll have the other side of the game where he's Abu Dhabi gang talking about, Will, what was that?
Okay.
They don't care. It's Will Smith. They would like it. They would like it. This is Will Smith we're talking about.
So that's the one thing that most people, most critics, and everybody's going to be like, damn, why wouldn't he call his man? And like you said, even if his man couldn't get it off, you know, like with the beats and everything, he, Jeff, knows all everybody of quality. Absolutely everybody of quality, you know? So, all right, that's what's up. All right, so we're going to continue on what we
Hold on. Let me, real quick, before we get out, maybe this is what happened. Maybe Will made the album, showed it to Jeff, and Jeff was like, wait a minute, you spelled this word wrong, and Will put it out anyway.
He said, you know what? This is how it's going to get done. This is how I meant it to be.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm just saying.
That's what's up. I'll consider that a graze.
That's just a graze. That was one of Donald Trump across the ears.
Yeah, one of them. All right, so as we continue on what we listened to this week, I'm going to give a shout out to Peter. Pete, my man, who I, you know, as soon as I seen this, I was like, okay, you know, my man Pete, he going to be up on it. Godfather Don.
Yes.
And the Jazz Spastics. The album is called Writer's Delight.
Now, that sounded good.
It comes in at 11 tracks at 33 minutes. Okay.
Almost a tidy 10.
Almost a tidy 10, but still not bad. 33 minutes at 11 tracks. Jazz Spastics, if you know about them.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Then you should already be prepared.
The beats is going to be fire.
Okay. Godfather Don is like a machine. You turn him on and he's just going to go. Okay. He's just going to go. You know, now for a lot of people, I could see them saying, nah, I lost focus around track three because I'm hearing the tracks and they all have that 90s sound, that old boom bap. It should sound old. I can hear it. And that's fully understandable. It's fully understandable. Me, I was otherworldly impressed. The cutting and scratching is incredible. You know, Godfather Don, who can run a little long on the lyrics, but that's okay because the Jazz Spastics is holding him up. Okay. It's a key thing, though. See, they think about you. They think about the entire culture. The thing is, there's no shortcuts in the record. They put out the 11 tracks of just the record and then giving you the 11 tracks of instrumentals. That alone buys you all kinds of goodwill. That alone buys you all kinds of passes. Okay. Maybe you don't like Godfather Don. And it to today's ears and with today's production and all digitaled out, I can see a lot of people not liking the record. But this Cro-Magnon man is not one of them.
And see, this is what would have happened to Will had he been rhyming over Jazz Spastics.
I'm the type of knuckle dragger with one eyebrow.
The unibrow.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't even going to like Godfather Don.
I like.
And yeah, I like. You know what I'm saying? That's me. You know what I mean? Instrumentals, extra meat on the dinosaur bone. You know what I mean? We did good kill today. You know, I ain't going to lie. That's it. You know what I mean? That cat is out there. You really want to know what hip hop is. You're going to listen to the cutting and scratching. You're going to listen to, you know, probably maybe a lot of 90s metaphors. He did not say Abu Dhabi once on the record.
Probably can't afford that shit.
Oh, man.
Fucking expensive as fuck going over there.
So I'm just saying. So, yeah. So if you're asking me, at the end of the day, it's kind of cut and dry. Easy 1, 2, 3. Godfather Don, Jazz Spastics is pure hip hop. And they take the extra time. And I keep telling people, I don't understand why you don't give people something. You got your single out. Maybe it's a banging single. But where's the instrumental? You know, maybe people saying, hey, with the programs today, you got to make your own instrumental and shit, you know.
And I do.
Yeah, okay. My man.
I do.
So it's not like it's impossible for you to make your own instrumental. You could do it, but come on, man. That's my take on the new Godfather, Don. I can understand how people would probably run on his voice because he kind of is like one speed, but the Jazz Spastics production is just otherworldly. And let me repeat, cutting and scratching, that is so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So that's me, Cro-Magnon man.
And I can't add anything to that, son. You're everything that you said, I co-sign. I am Cro-Magnon man too. When it came to that album, that shit, Jazz Spastics is everything them motherfuckers do. I just have to listen. I don't care what it is, I'ma listen. Who's on it? Just like I said on before, I didn't help put Bodak on 11 tracks. I'm listening to Bodak on that shit. Probably listen to Bodak. She kind of nice. I didn't know she was that nice. She on them Jazz Spastic beats.
Well, for full disclosure, wifey had back surgery, 2 days of back surgery last week, so I was in and out and did not get to listen to that album, but it is on the queue.
Well, one thing I do want to say about the album is that as you get in, and maybe you do drift a little bit, to me, the day ended so strong. Space Jam is a 2-minute record. It's just cutting and scratching. Space Jam, it is so crazy. And the last record is a beat and a bass line. Up tempo. It kind of reminds you of a old Big Daddy Kane beat. And Godfather Don is ripping the beat and the cutting and scratching. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the last two tracks on the album, they geared up. You know what I mean? So, yeah, when you get a chance to listen to the Godfather Don or whatever, he's giving you everything.
You won't be disappointed in this one.
You won't be disappointed, but he's giving you everything. He's giving you.
I need that.
He's giving you 11 tracks of 90s based sounding hip hop. It's going to transport you back to 95. And
let's call it traditional hip hop.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Traditional and, but B, he's giving you 11 instrumentals. So shout out to Godfather Don and the UK. Shout out to the whole UK Jazz Spastics, yo. They're doing it.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Yo, so again,
shout out to Pete, yo, who posted that on the text chain.
Smokey.
No doubt. All right, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we want to say rest in peace to George Foreman.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
George Foreman from Marshall, Texas, the 2-time heavyweight champion. A lot of people who only know his name from the grill. It's amazing to think that this man has had a very eventful life. We know him from the time we grew up, from the 70s, as a young boxer against Muhammad Ali, i.e. Rumble in the Jungle.
A young monster.
Yeah, no doubt. So we know him, obviously, from his fights from the 70s against Ali. Foreman, who was inducted into the World Boxing Hall of Fame and also the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and was rated as the 8th greatest heavyweight of all time. And he also was named one of the 25 greatest fighters in the past 80 years, according to Ring Magazine. He was just a brawler, if you want to call him that. You know, definitely you can call him that. And
Punisher.
And of course, as he retired from the ring, the George Foreman grill popped up.
Everywhere,
in probably just about every household. George says, respectively, at the height of the grill, he was probably making about $5 million a month.
Ouch. That's a hell of an endorsement.
I bet you there's still a whole bunch of them in garages and bottoms of
pantries.
Nigga,
it's one in my cabinet. I bust that bitch out at least once a month. I still use my shit.
There you go.
So anyway, but, he lived an eventful life. He actually ultimately became a born-again Christian. He attended the Holiness Pentecostal Church in Houston, where he eventually became a pastor in 1980, and says the most important thing is to keep your eye on the true prize, and that is serving God. We want to say rest in peace to him, George Foreman. We grew up in the 70s, so we knew George as a young guy, as a brawler. I mean, we was bucks, but still nonetheless. And then him coming up, getting back in the ring to win the heavyweight as an older gentleman, by the way.
As the oldest, wasn't he?
I think so. Time? Yeah, at the time. To win the title again. And again, like I said, his religious life, he was an avowed Christian, a spectacular businessman, George Foreman Grill, you know.
You know what's amazing about him, though?
What's that?
The extreme change in personality, because he went from this surly monster beast of a man like the most jovial, friendly giant man.
It's funny you mention that, because there's a documentary out about his life where he said that menacing part of him was an act. He's like, in order to be the heavyweight champ, that's what I thought you had to be. You know,
he was.
Yeah,
he played the part.
Yeah,
until the rope of dope, he was that.
No doubt. And it's funny. I did watch in the Rumble in the Jungle, where he's just punching Ali, and the guy's like, maybe Ali's strategy is for the big guy to tire himself out.
Boom!
And then Ali hitting with that three piece, and it was over.
So, there was a lot, though, you know, as you talk about documentaries and knowing behind the scenes, he didn't want to be there. He did not want to be in Africa in that situation.
No.
Especially with Ali Boumaye being yelled out by half the country.
He was, let me tell you something. And he was the type of person, you know, after, you know, with notoriety and winning the heavyweight championship and showing deference to Nixon, kind of a sellout. They was kind of pictured him kind of as a sellout a little bit. Or whatever. So, yeah, he, you know, and a very eventful life, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's for sure. No doubt. So, again, we say rest in peace to him. Down. All right, gentlemen. Unless anybody got anything extra, and I have an off hip hop topic,
Go ahead. Just to throw it out there.
I would never do it. It's off topic, but I just happened to see that the wifey's Cowboy Carter tour is having trouble selling tickets. And would it maybe
go down that road?
Well, no, I think it just comes down to, you know, the Morgan Waller niggas, they don't fuck with black folk like that, yo. And they're not gonna fuck with Beyonce, because they don't believe that she, A, number one, it should make a country record, and they didn't like the record that she made to begin with. And so, therefore, I'm not going to show up for her at the concert. Now,
what does that have to do with her fans? The Beehive is the Beehive.
Well, and I'm glad you said something. Is wifey going to the Cowboy Carter tour when it comes to town? Did she express interest in the country Beyonce? Well,
wifey don't even...
Oh, wifey don't get down with... Oh, okay. Nah. All right, never mind.
Well, wait then.
Never mind.
You said you want to ask about the families. I'll tell you that your niece bought floor seats in Chicago and seats in D.C. So her fans are going to the show.
Oh, okay. So she bought the floor seats in Chicago. It's going to do the local jump off.
And then regular seats in D.C.
On the regular seats.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
Well, now...
I want to be like her.
But look, hey, she's a true fan anyway, because she's the type of person who bought them expensive-ass BTS jump-offs, too. So
she's a true fan. She is a fan. I want her to be my fan. I'm going to tell her tomorrow.
tell her I got a show coming through.
So no doubt. So, okay, that's real.
All right, two songs.
I guess really what I want to get to and to dig into is sort of off topic. A, number one, you know, they're a power couple in the industry. You know, a lot of people are just yelling, you know, hard body racism. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the tickets not selling, or the tickets coming down to, you know, $30 in the nosebleed sections.
No, that's what
I just got off the thing. They was like tickets, and hold on, let me dig it up here.
Somebody lying.
Oh, I don't know about that, B. See, under normal circumstances, you're right. Under normal circumstances, Country Music Awards, does Damage Control after Beyonce snubbed. That was another one, but we're not talking about that. Damn.
Remember we were talking about pregame?
Looked at that.
Proof.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I need to see these tickets at $30.
You're right. Yeah. It's
$30 to drive around the damn venue while she in that bitch. They can't give it up.
It's $30 for a Pepsi. What are you talking about?
You want to drive around this area, sir? You got to pay $30.
Oh, I must have just deleted, but I'm going to find it and I'll send you the article. You can judge for yourself.
But the point is,
A, number one, there's plenty of places. It's not selling out.
That I believe.
Okay.
That's plausible.
Is it straight out racism, or is maybe the country record not good? Because I can tell you what.
Fatigue.
Because the club record wasn't good.
These niggas' pockets is not like they could just keep affording to buy the expensive ass tickets too. Niggas is
don't you think
to
it's more about her? It's more about her than her. The experience. I think it's about the experience now, instead of just. Her have, I mean, obviously, if her fans like her music, then they're gonna like her music. But she has been known to make music that transcends her fans, right? Maybe this country album and this country style stuff is not transcending over to where they thought it would be. But it's not gonna stop her hive from going to the show.
Well, her hive can't sell out arenas. And now let me ask you again: is the country record, probably according to country fans, is it good or is it not good? What do you think, based on the record not being good or just based on her or her race?
I think I'll have to wait till her next album to see if it's another country album or will she revert back to what she was doing before. If she does another country album, that shows that she feels like it was successful enough to make another one. That's where I'll stick it. I'll just have to wait and see what her next venture is.
Because you're right. Because I did see also articles where true fans of hers were going out and buying full out Stetson jump offs and mm-hmm. boots and showing up at the concert to support true fans of her. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Were they fans of the music? Again, I'm telling you, I'm a house music guy, and the club album wasn't good.
We didn't expect it to be. They didn't have the right producers for that shit.
I mean, you know, Kirk G.
Well, B, this, I almost don't even want to touch this one because it's like we're speculating at this point because we know at the end of the day, this concert is going to be sold the fuck out.
Okay.
The closer it gets to the day, they're going to build up the frenzy. And niggas is going to want to go in there and go get them fucking tickets to go see this.
Rent right. won't be paid.
Oh, yeah, another thing that's wrong with us.
All right. So I see everybody skipping by it or whatever.
What did we skip?
Again, I just, you know.
You're saying racism. I can't see where the racism in when it comes to buying concerts.
I was just saying.
I can see the racism if they would have been like, she can't perform at this venue in Texas. She can't perform at this venue in Florida. She can't perform at. Then I can say there's some racism.
From the articles I read, first of all, she is skipping Texas events, okay, which is almost ground zero for country music. She's skipping Texas events, B.
She's from there, ain't she?
Yes, she is.
H-Town.
So I'm just saying, at the end
of the day. Didn't she win the album of the year for that shit?
I don't know.
One of them shows.
I know the country.
She did get that. I think BET or somebody gave it to her. Yeah.
Grammys or some shit.
I think it was the Grammy. Okay, I don't know. I wasn't keeping up on it like that. I'm just saying, I think that there is a cross. We're in the United States and we're at a cross section where, A, number one, because of who she is, people are like, look, just stay in your lane and make another same record you've been making for the last umpteen years.
And Shut up and sing.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, some African Americans with their nose out of joint saying that, you know, Beyonce is allowed to make a country album and why white folks got their nose out of joint, considering it was African Americans, of course, on the scene at the invention of country music from bluegrass but you got to know your history, and most don't. So, you know, I think you got a mix of all of that. Them Morgan Wallen niggas, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers half cock clan anyway and shit. You know what I mean? So they not going to show up at the concert.
Why would they? They was never Beyonce fans to begin
no
with.
No doubt.
It's like us. Nigga, I don't give a fuck how much of a hip-hop album Drake's whole next album could be produced by a tall black guy. Are you going to go see this nigga in concert?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Okay. So they don't give a fuck this nigga shit. She made a fucking country record. Why the fuck are we going to go see her because she made a country? We don't fuck with her.
Okay. All right, Darren. All right.
I'm going to go looking for the instrumentals.
I'm going to make my own instrumentals if they don't come out.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Well, on that note, I guess it was going to be time for the Digital Freaks albums of the week, brought to you by Peter, Matt, and Kurt G.
All right. This week, brought to you by Matt, Noah the Flood and D Styles, Beluga. That's Noah the Flood and D Styles, Beluga.
Then,
Beluga. Yeah, I know Beluga, like the fucking whales and shit.
It's a whale, yeah.
And Noah the Flood, so that's water. I got it. But Mutant Academy is brought to you by Pete. Mutant Academy, the coldest season ever. That's Mutant Academy, the coldest season ever. And then brought to you by myself is Ankle John. Give Grace.
Oh,
Ankle John, Give Grace.
All right. That's yes. Okay. All right. So as we continue on, again, I endeavor to, again, I'm going to put my colleagues on alert here. I'm going to pick a record, you know, off the postings, either from Pete or Matt or whatever. At least
pick
one.
Oh,
he picked a good one. That joint right there,
well, yeah,
that
yeah.
was a good one.
That Godfather Will Don.
That Godfather Don there. Was a good one.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my bad. I just Will slid in there. Yo.
Will okay. just came off the text chain, and I sent out the message. I was like, do we have to talk about that? So I had to listen, and I listened.
All right, so but anyway, but we try to pick one. We're going to, like I said, utilize the resources this year of the text chain. So, you know, whatever they post, you know, either this week or next week or whenever subsequent, I'll let you know, and we'll listen. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because guess what? This is hip-hop.
This is the Hip-Hop Digest.
Okay, so thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Shout out to everybody in the text chain, and we'll do it when we do it, because that's what we do.
One.
Peace.
Rose arose from a pair of concrete Tims, wrecking pins since he was slim as a wire thin. Knuckleheaded, more wild thoughts than Reddit box. Popping caps and sling a slot for sandwich shops. Young dumb adults trying to get rich off written thoughts. Beats not, plus the topics were hot like gear for goss. Dreams are taking off like Major Tom raging off. Then by the grace of God, how many times the God done grazed the coffin? I got away with getting lost in the commotion of it all in my headspace. But changes like a ticking bomb. The jig was up when the jig went up in flames. The rhythm switched up like it was doing the Elaine. Strange timing, but the pressure led to Cage Diamonds. The mainstay part Terrence Howard and part Lion. Break it or tighten up the chain like dogs fighting. What was once way more exciting. I'm more
wish
shy.
I could go back to being a pup. All we seen is up, new scenes bubble and bust. All we need is us, no limbs crossed behind backs. All we ask is trust, dying breeze, seed to seed, the last
wish
of us.
I could go back to being a pup. All we seen is up, new scenes bubble and bust. All we need is us, no limbs crossed behind backs. All we ask is trust, dying breeze, seed to seed, the last of us. Jumping fences was a part of my Olympics. Bunch of nitwits quick to get twisted off an imp spit. Compact this fit 20 WMDs. Had George W. Bush trying to crumble the sun steez. At ease in chaos from Sendaya to Sendaya. Hit the crossover like AI. Pocket shaped like CeeLo on the D-Lo. Life a movie, the whole gang stars like Primo. Niggas evolve, it's all goody like Timo. Blowing better tree, eating charcuterie with Pino. Within the interims, I click the pen, then begin to script the gym as a means to an end. The rabbit hole only goes so low, you bound to end up back where you begin. And then, rubberneck and trauma, hope my pain go double diamond. It's hard to see the peak from where I am, but still I'm shining.
Go back to being a pup, climbing. All we seen is up, new scenes bubble and bust. All we need is us, no limbs crossed behind backs. All we ask is trust, dying breeze, see the seed, the last of us. Go back to being a pup, all we seen is up, new scenes bubble and bust. All we need is us, no limbs crossed behind backs. All we ask is trust, dying breeze, see the seed, the last of us.
Know I'm different, now they focused on my look. Way too focused, I don't look. I'm just trying to roll this L. See, you gotta know yourself, but shit, you gotta know what sell. Flashbacks about my cousin every time I go through mail. Every time I go through hell, I be trying to bring my peace back. Rarely take the plane, cause we be trying to take my peace. Still fly to say the least, still gotta say the whole thing. My little cousin used to play with sticks before he sold cane. My little cousin used to have a switch, but now he don't play. I wonder if that's gonna save or put that shit on broke grave, nigga. No shade. My nigga, we outside here. Yeah. No shade. Yeah. My nigga, we out. My nigga, we out. My nigga, we outside, yeah. Yeah. No shade. My nigga, we outside.
Southside,
hey, look. We had a lot of niggas fall this fall. I thought of August. Cuz say he running the yard. I started jogging. It's like we both ran in the garden, caught a bargain. Marlon, all of my brothers was in the weighing. None of them Keenan, none of them Damon. But they would send bald heads at you for payment. Some major pain, low down, dirty shame shit, nigga. Hey, wait, be on the same shit. They ain't quit, they just switch lanes. It's the same whip. Shit, I don't even bang, it's the same grip. We talk different, but it's same with the same lip, same clip. Different movie though, movie yo. Tell them when they pull up on the door, bring the Julio. Look, I'm at the studio, so no plays. I wonder if that's gonna save or put that shit on broke grave, nigga. No shade. We outside. No shade. My nigga, we outside. Yeah. My nigga, we out. 25. My nigga, we out. Yeah, yeah. I'm lost in a land where nobody dies, but bodies lie. Stress cover a kid who's seen shots fly. Fatherless sons, daddyless daughters. My pen barge the margin like Chapo to the border. New world order, flood the foyer. I build with queens who rock locks and rep the Hoyas. Lawyer, stress for dollars. From kings to a martyr, the K-Town scene made me harder. I'm smarter than the average cat who claims scholar. The pain remains, it all scarred us. We start with luck, end with bucks, but the dash is when life makes men of us. My daughters are me in female form. Life is about what you give and not retails worn. I'm Gucci, we may fail, it ain't hard to try. I'm trying to make millions off of my signature. Carl Kanai, I never judge, but when he do, we all a fry. I'm the best of all the shy, and then the world. Philly got nothing to lose, I done lost it. My true love are my baby girls, you gotta raise them. Let them know no man could change them, arrange them. And true black love is where they came from. I be the realest to my days done. I never made sons. Two queens is what came from. I'm still lost in the maze run. A tear dropped on the ink and made the page run. Amazing. Philly spent his days in the sun on blocks with K's, and that was phase one. Shorty mama had to raise funds. He seen a blaze of a gun. The city is shy, it's hard to raise sons. I never made none. In this city is shy, it's hard to raise sons. It's hard to raise sons in the city of shop. Yeah. In the city of shy, it's hard to raise sons. You never know that pain until you had to get the grave done. Yeah.
About it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the whores wanna crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV. I'm on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, chic ain't your usual friend. But I can set you up like Heisen, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums, I'm trying to ice my whole casket when I'm gone.
Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to this cat called Sheik. So I can make this album and give back the cats this week. 230, 6'2. Me bunch for you, that's like a cat versus Pitbull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Keep alive. 1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, you be eating right. 1 pound respect, you sleep at night. You'll see the light. That's the key to life. 1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, you be eating right. 1 pound respect, 1 pound respect, 1 pound respect, the key to life.
Only time to tell how the clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling until I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own climbing for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick to chicks that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit gold, I can spit forget.
1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, you eating right. 1 pound respect, you sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep the life. 1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, you eating right.
Yeah. Yo, nothing but the hotness. Whenever we drop this, monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the locks is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Key to life, yeah. 1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, you be eating right. Mm-hmm. 1 pound respect, you sleep at night. Yeah. You'll see the light.
Yeah.
Key to life, 1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, you be eating right. 1 pound respect, 1 pound respect, 1 pound respect.
This is a beat that I can freak. It just dropped the rails. Bless a nigga with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skills. X from the grills. Hit them up, split them up, wet them up. Watch them come, get them up, shut them up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt. Step back like I did work. This ain't no fucking game. You think I'm playing? Can you land? To where the junkyard decaying? Moms at home praying. You're coming home, but you not. You're sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pound, baby. And let off up in the nigga. Especially if he think he bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? DMX represent one time.
Keep alive. 1 pound respect, what you need in life. 1 pound respect, what you eating right. 1 pound respect, you sleep at night. You'll see the light. Key to life.